All right, good morning here, 7:41 on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday morning. Happy to have you along here on the program, and we are joined now by Library Director Rachel Kozalka. And Rachel, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to have you here. And, you know, normally we have Lois, but, you know, she's
taking a week of vacation.
A week of vacation.
Well-earned.
Well-earned week of vacation. Yeah. So I hope she is enjoying that, and we always appreciate having her on here, but it's good to, you know, mix it up a little bit. So we had the book sale a couple weeks ago, right? How did that go?
It went really well. We greatly thank everybody who came out and supported the library in that way. We still have a lot of extra books that, like, we weeded them from the collection because they weren't circulating, and we're trying to find them new homes. So we still have several extra carts in the lobby area of the library that so the book sale is still kind of ongoing. So if you missed it for those 3 days, you know, there's still stuff available if you want to come by and see what we've got.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that's very good. So if you missed that, you can still stop by and check that out. And I love a good book sale, even though I don't have room for them, it seems like, but it's always good.
I have to, like, if I buy too many books, I have to painfully pick out books that I have to get rid of because my husband won't buy me another book set.
Oh no.
I already have like 3.
Oh, you got to work on that. You can always find room for another bookshelf.
Yeah.
Well, hey, what else do we have going on as we kind of cruise into the month of May here at the library? Anything happening?
Well, tomorrow I know we are having a puppet show for, you know, kids ages, you know, 0 to 11. And that's at, I'm going to look this up.
Right.
3:30.
Okay.
3:30 tomorrow. May is pretty much our calm before the storm.
That's what
and
I was
so we don't
say.
Have a whole lot going on, but we do have our weekly preschool story time on Wednesday mornings, and then we also have our genealogy group that comes in Tuesday afternoons. But we don't have any like big things going on this month because next month is summer reading, and it's a lot to plan for. And so, yeah, the calm before the storm. So
yeah, well, that summer reading always a big thing. Always, you know, that's kind of like the Super Bowl. I feel like for a lot of libraries,
yeah,
there's just
basically.
So much. You know, that's a real big push, and that's when everything goes crazy. So that's going to be a real fun time. I look forward to talking about that here as we get a little bit closer. But yeah, anything else that's kind of that you've been working on at the library? Any other projects of note?
Well, so we had our big book sale because we've weeded quite a bit of items that weren't circulating. And so now we are shifting things to make the libraries feel a little bit more like better organized and more natural to easier for people to find things. People might have noticed throughout the last few months that there were empty shelves on the library floor. And so we are shifting things. We're giving our large print collection much more space because that is the it's one of our fastest growing collections.
Oh, yeah, there's a big demand for that.
Yeah, and it only had 3 shelves and they were packed. So that's why we weeded so much of other things in order to make room for to let that grow a little bit more. And then our fiction collection, we used to have mystery and western books pulled out, kind of like a bookstore style, but we didn't have any other genres pulled out. And so I asked the staff what would be the best method. Do we want to go full bookstore, or would we like to just put everything in general fiction? And so we decided we're to put everything back into general fiction because it'll be easier to find authors that people like.
Okay.
And especially if their favorite author crosses genres. Because then, you know, if they wrote a mystery book and then a romance book, they'd be in 2 separate sections, and they're like, well, I can't find this author. I thought he had more books. Well, they're in different genres. So that's why we're putting everything together.
So is that already, have you already done that, or is that in progress right now?
That's in progress where we're shifting everything. We will be closed actually on May 26th for an in-service / work day. And we're hoping to get all of that. We're slowly working on it right now, but have all of it, you know, done by that day.
So one thing that I know some libraries have done, and I don't know if you've ever done that, or maybe you already have some of this, but they have little stickers on the spines that maybe go by genre. So maybe if you're looking for a Western book, for instance, it might say Western on the spine, so you can easily identify that.
Yeah, and that's actually what we already do with our large print and also our teen books. We already have genre stickers on them. So yeah, if you're looking for a Western or a fantasy book, we do have those stickers on them. We just have all of fiction together to hopefully help people, you know, find things easier.
Sure. Yeah. No, that I think that can be kind of the best of both worlds, just to be able to, because I like browsing, you know. Not necessarily, you know, I might know that, okay, well, I want to find say a Western or something like that, but I'm not exactly sure. So yeah, still be able to find, you know, something I'm looking for in that way, I think would be good.
So on May 26th, that's a Friday, we're going to have our work day and hopefully have all of that shifting done. And so, yeah, we won't have any more empty shelves, what it looks like. And then I know we are also closed for Memorial Day. And then after that, we start getting into summer reading.
Okay, well, good. This seems like a good project to kind of work on in this interim, like you said before, everything gets busy. So anything else you'd like to share with the listeners this morning as we chat about all things library?
Well, those are the majority of the announcements that I've got. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, Rachel, I appreciate you coming by this morning, filling in for Lois. And, you know, it's always good to, like we said, have a little bit of time off. But, hey, appreciate all the work that everyone is doing over there. I know it definitely does not go unnoticed over here. So, and we encourage everyone, you know, if you've been a while since you've been by the library, come by. You know, even if folks maybe don't even have a library card, maybe you're new to town. What's the process for that?
To get a library card, we just need a photo ID and a piece of mail for address verification, and then you're good to go. And you'll have access to all of our resources. So we have mainly books, but we also have a huge movie collection that keeps growing. We also have audiobooks and video games too. That's a growing collection too. And then we also have quite a few digital resources at our disposal now too. We have Canopy, which is a video or movie streaming site, so it's free if you have a library card. And then there's also Libby, which is an ebook, an e-audiobook app that you can download to your phone and listen that way. So if you can't make it to the library all the time, you can sign up for Libby and you have access to all of that entire collection.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I know that, you know, money can be tight sometimes. And, you know, if people are paying for all these different streaming services, there's a real possibility you could cut back on some of that and just get your entertainment at the library.
I mean, I've done that too. My husband and I, we were looking at finances. And yeah, we cut our streaming services because we weren't using them as much, especially since I have access to a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows too. We try to get those as well on DVD. But yeah, we decided, okay, let's get rid of those. And then, yeah, now we have Canopy. It is limited. You can only check out about 5 movies a month. That's still pretty
good. One a week.
Yeah.
That's great. And so that's a really good option. So very good. And hope people, you know, can take advantage of that because, we're all kind of looking at the budget right now. And that's what my family's always done. That we've always just rented the movies from the library. We don't pay for streaming. And it's...
Yeah, when a Blockbuster was a thing, my family growing up, we couldn't afford Blockbuster, even though it was pretty cheap. We couldn't afford it. So our movie place was the library.
Absolutely. And it's a fantastic resource. And you can always search on the catalog. And you've got, there's so many libraries within the system. You know, if it's not near in Coffeyville, you know, you guys can get that from another library, right?
Within
the SEK system.
Yeah, we're connected to so if we can't get it from within our Southeast Kansas system, we can also get it from any library in Kansas. We have access to almost every library in Kansas.
Wow, that's great. And then that works, of course, for all sorts of different materials, books, interlibrary loans. If you're looking for a specific, maybe your student doing some research or that sort of thing. People, I tell people a lot that, you know, especially if you're looking at Kansas history, a lot of this is not online. So there's a lot of stuff that you need the books to be able to do that research. So library's another great resource for that. All right. Well, Rachel, appreciate you coming by here and letting us know all the things going on, and hope folks can stop by and check out the library. And if anyone maybe wants to come by today, how late are you open today?
today is
Thursday. Isn't it Thursday? It's so it's Thursday. Late.
We are open to, so Monday to Thursday, we're open till 8.
Okay, that's right.
And then Friday and Saturday, we're open till 5.
Excellent. So, yeah. Well, it's nice to have that little extra time, especially if, you know, students need to come by, need a quiet place to work on some homework or whatnot.
Yeah.
You're available for that. All righty. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk at you again soon. Probably see you around over there.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
All right, Rachel Kozalko, the library director here on the Mighty 690. And we have programs coming up from K-State, and we'll be right back right after that.